about this Yudim Omidis Bechlal, we say it from Slichis and start Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Shem, start saying Slichis and Yudim Omidis. Shout for the Bnei Ashkenaz, you don't say it all year usually, you say it just take these days, till after the Kippur, till Ni'ilah, we say the Yudim Omidis. So, first of all, Stama Poshet Azach, nothing to talk about. We had this Toysis, the Toysis with the Hagor. The Hagor and Toysis, the Hagor is a Shri. It's the Hagor is a Shri. And Saul brought down from one of the Tzadikim, he said from Bichil Meir, Mikostin, Nachsidish, but he said the person should really review this shtickle, Hagor is a Shri, because besides the fact that it's a Pshat in the Sugi of Yud Gimel Midas, he's taiching all the words of the Yud Gimel Midas. And he, somebody wanted to say, could be he's referring specifically to what he's marich over there by Chanun, that you see that the Eibishter is merachem even on those that are undeserving, being zeraya from mashkin, from a loiver, that you know really he deserves to should have the mashkin be taken away from him, be held away from him, but still the fact that he's zoy tzak yitzak elai, the fact that he's tzak yitzak elai shemati ki Chanun oni. So specifically, that's we see this grace of midah of kichan. No, the Eibush is merachim on us, even though we're undeserving. And the problem you said, a person should chaza over this. And Baruch Hashem, was zoicha to be learning in mamish. So could I have a person to review it because he's going to be saying it over and over again. We found by the ilu, we chaza it over. So somebody knows what's the inyan. An interesting question. And if anybody wondered about it. Why we chaz over so many times? Prat by Ne'ilu, we Ramesh, every another, we say, have a slichis, nachem will you give me this. And a little slichis, and nachem will, again, you give me this. So, Bosh Pshat, we say, is because you want to evoke. The Gemara says, be us, that's Ein and Chayz, Regen Bris Krusa. The Gemara says, Bris Krusa, the Yud Gimel Midas, that's Ein and Chayz, Reikam. Shanem, Avin Anochi Chayz Bris. So, you want to evoke the Rachme Hashem. I saw a tif in the Kuda. And I think in the Maamar Koimis they bring this Al Shecha Kodesh, and the Maamar says this is said by many, or the Rishonim even say it already. The Lashon HaGemara is that it's called Man She Yasu Lefonai Kaseida Hazeh. That they'll be Oyser, they'll do Lefonai Kaseida Hazeh. Not that they're going to say Lefonai Kaseida Hazeh, they'll do it. So, the start of Ben Bechaye. They bring in the Maamar Koimis from this Pirish Al HaToyre, and there's the Rebbeinu Bechaye in Kada Kemach, a Sefer Kada Kemach, and Ois Chof Kippurim. He says, "Bizman Azeh B'Yaseinu B'Golus." This is man, woman, Golus. V'Shibud Bein Umos. V'Ein Lonu Koyen Godel. We say, "You don't have a Koyen Godel." We don't have a Mizbeach. V'Loi Beis Hamikdash. V'Loi Nisha Lonu L'fnei Hashem. All we have L'fnei Hashem is Im Bilti Im Tfiloseinu V'Yud Gimu Midas Eilu. All we have is the Tfilos. And these Yid Gimel Midas. And that's what we talk to say. And the Slichas in Taibani Ila, Tumachti Yisoyit Yisaydoisa B'shloish Yisaytevois B'shari Demois Kilon Yishlovis. We rely your foundations of our Bakoshis on the Yid Gimel Midas, because the Glefida Bar Yivachayit, that's all we have. That's what we have is Manazeh. We have these Yid Gimel Midas. So, the Bisos Alanta, they bring in the Mechtovim in the letters, it says, B'ma nizke b'eini adenein, with what can a person be zoich in the eyes of his master? U'b'ma nimtze chen lefonim, what can we find favor, chen, in the eyes of Hashem? Im loy shehizdamois ma'at bedrochov u'b'midas tuvoy. Not that we should be mizdame a little bit to him in midas tuvoy. Aprusa al kolon evroim, the fact that Eibishter has Rachmanis in the whole Bria, without any Siba, Yak Rachamim Pshutim Be'ein Ma'oire. There's nothing, there's Ma'oire, there's no Asir Usa L'Sab. The Eibishter made a Bria, the Eibishter was Mufanis a Bria, without any Oiris, without any Maisim, just Tam, Mimidas Tuva, Vechazdoi, Vechmanusa, Vech the Eibishter. Kane Nachlus, as the Sosalam says, Kane Nachlu Necholitz Hushim Le Ezras Hachaloshim Ibli Mevakish. Yeah, we all, you know, somebody comes to us, maybe we'll help them. We're not initiating Rachmonis to people. And the Pshat is Azoi, the Indian, like you said, the Indian of the Yud Gimel Midas is not so much that it's a, like I say, it's a kunz and it's a tool that we just, it's like a schooler, we say this, and the Eibishter has Rachmonis. The word is you should be yaselafonik seidazan. If you learn the Agoyos Hashi, you see that basically the theme of the whole Yud Gimel Midas, all of them, is talking. It's called Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. Rachamim before Chet, Rachamim after Chet, Rachamim b'shas the tzara, Rachamim. You know, when you're not deserving, it's all other expressions, and there's Erech Apayim, which is also Rachmonis. It's all basically Rachamim. And the nekuda of the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim is not as much as that it's a zgula to say it. Maybe this is interesting also, but it's the word is to do it. It's the doing, the invoking in oneself the midah of Rachmanis. And that's the oimi, could be what's the pshat, why we repeat it over and over again. You know, there's a famous word from the Kalina word. The Kalina say, the Kalina, you know, they scream by davening. So they say, you know, Mishraitnish is the Eibishter's head. It's not, we don't scream because the Eibish is the Fakirta. Because the Gemara says Fakirta, you scream at davening, it's not a good sermon. It's a chishtikal tain on the person that you scream. It's a kill. Eibish doesn't have you, talk low. Mishrait as Mizrael Alain had. It means we scream that we should hear. Not that we scream that we're the Eibish. When we say Psukkah the Zimmer, we scream Psukkah the Zimmer, we scream this. Not that the Eibish should hear. It's that we should hear. You know, we say it quietly, you say it, okay, it's a different manhog. It's not the point. The point is that the word is you're screaming it into yourself. The repetition and the constant chazara of the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim these days is not so much that the Eibishter should hear it. It's that we should hear that these are the midas of Hashem, that we should do it. We should become Baalei Rachamim. We should become Baalei Rachmonis. And that is the Zgulis Hayomim. If we become Baalei Rachmonis, then that's the Zgula. Because that's the Loshim Mesul Zisharim and Peri Gutes. A little bit of the reads over there. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu moided mida keneged mida. Umi she merachem v'oisa chesed in ma'briyas. Somebody's merachem and does chesed with the briyas. Gam hu bedina yirachmu v'yimcha lo evan oisa. The Eibishter should also be merachem. That's the skula. Not that the, you know, not waiting for the Eibishter to hear it. We're waiting for ourselves to hear it, and the Mele will do it, and then the Eibishter will have rachmanas on us. And the pshat is, the lashon, you see the lashon of the pasuk of it is that Moshe Rabbeinu said emtzachein beinecho. V'yom Hashem Moshe gam bezdo v'zeh shedibat es ki motzachein beinai. Moshe Rabbeinu said leman emtzachein beinecho. He wants to find chein. And the Yud Gimel Midas, the Eibishter told Yud Gimel Midas is an answer that he should find chein. The kerosi v'shem Hashem lefanecho. Zok Rashi lelamdach seider bekoshes rachman. Afum tichlis chusavis, there's no chusavis, you have nothing. You can say the zesh atiroya oisim utav v'koydi gimel midas, just like you see me. Have a malamed as you saw lasos kein ayidei she yizkiru. Said Rashi is the one that's the, he says you should mention it. But all the mefarshim are kvetching the yasa. Yunenin, they'll be answered ki rachmi loy kolim. My rachmonis is not kolim. But the word is, the Eibishter wants us to become that. I saw a moedige pshat from Reb Aaron, Sefer Mishnah Seban. We know that Olachta Bedrocha, we have this whole Indian that we have to be Nahu Af Ato. It's called, the Rama brings it on the posik of Olachta Bedrocha. Rashi in Parshas Re'eh, on the posik of Uboy Sidbokun, on the posik of Uboy Sidbokun, so Rashi says, Hadbeik Bedrocha. Kemoel Chasodim, Kemoel Shakadish Baruch Oysim. So Rashi learns out that this going in the ways of Hashem is learned from the Boisid Bokun, from the Boisid Bokun. Says the Ba'an, Amoy de Gezach. He says, mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, you do a mitzvah, even if you learn Torah, which is the biggest mitzvah, you learn Torah. He says the way that the person comes to Dveikis from mitzvahs and Torah is the fact that he's like a nachas ruach for the Eibishter. The Eibishter has a nachas ruach, you're doing the mitzvah. The Eibishter has a rotzen for the mitzvah. So then, through that rotzen and the nachas ruach that the Eibishter has in the mitzvah, you become dovik in the Eibishter. But he says, chas v'sholem, like it says in the Gemara, that you have an aveda, which is mechabah the mitzvah. You know, there's something disturbing the nachas ruach that the Eibishter can have from the mitzvah, so then that mitzvah will not bring you dveikis. Mitzvah brings dveikis, but it has a shtikl tonight. Because it's like only a sort of, it's a tool to get Dveikus. It's a tool to have Dveikus. The tool is, through the Nachas Ruach, it brings you to Dveikus, Nashem. It says, these mitzvahs that are Halachta Bedroch of mitzvahs, that you're emulating Hashem. You know, that these things, Mahu Racham, Af'at Racham, right? The Yas, the Fonik, Seyda, Azeh, It's not pshat, it's because you're making a nachas ruach yedovuk. He says a lashon zehu etzem advekis. And he says, no aveda, no kitri can be mekatrig on that. Because everything else, bibalde is only, it still needs the nachas ruach. So, chas v'shalom, if you don't have a nachas ruach, so then the mitzvah won't be dveikis. These mitzvahs, the lachta bedroch of mitzvahs, that dveikis be'etzim, says Rabbanan. Because you're so to say, you're emulating Hashem mamish with the midah brachmanis. So that's why this is such an integral chelik of the Yimei El Befrat now, we're talking getting to Slichus, you know, something the person, like he starts off El Gishmak and then later El gets Shrach. It's not the time to weak, now it's not the time to slacken off. Now is the time to strengthen and be mechazik ourself. And Befrat, we're going to start saying the Yidgim Umidz, and we're learning the Sugis of Yidgim Umidz. It's mamish, you know, it's in Yonah the Yoyme, it's the most, in some ways, it's the Gishmak's the limit to learn something that you're going to be able to use as a tool now, you know. And the Torah Devarah, I saw somebody who was learning Torah Devarah state. Torah Devarah, the whole Sefer Torah Devarah is built on this idea that it goes from Micha, the Yud Gimel Midas that come out of Micha, but it's gebuyt on this yisoyda how a person can transcend these Midas of Hashem into his personal life. And I just read a lashon of a Tana de Beil Yo. I saw this week's parasha, I think it is. I mean, on the pasuk in this parasha, it says, "A bow, alecha, kol habrachas ha'ele b'sigucha." A person do all these, you know, the brachas that come to you. Kisishma b'kayla shem alekecha, says the Tana de Beil Yo. How are the brachas going to come upon you? In tishma b'kayla shem alekecha, v'teilech b'drachov shehim daki shemayim, u'mahim daki shemayim. What are the ways of daki shemayim? Shehu rachman, v'merachem afil al rishoyim, u'mekabel oisim b'tshuva shleima, v'zon u'mefanes es kol habrias. Kach, so too, tiu rachmonim zel al zel. Bi rachmonim, lefane zel al zel, terichu ponim zel al zel toivu. And I'm going to add something. Everything I say is including myself, not chas v'shalom. You know, so I say, I'll be a kamerachma, so you'll be merachim on aniyim, you'll be merachim on strangers, you'll be merachim, you know. The rachmonis comes, you have to be merachim in your house first. Merachim on your b'nei bayis, merachim on your children. The midah of rachmonis, especially in these days, enact in yourself more of the mid of Rachmanis more than the whole year. To be ma'oire, the hanhogis avoided in kind. Sha'atzin, in Aloch Lamaisa, Sha'atzin, in Tofresh Tezvov, says, it's in the Tzipkot Mvov. It says, Kol menachem al abriyas, menachem al v'nashemayim. Kol she'ina menachem al abriyas, ein menachem al v'nashemayim. It says, Simen zeh yehei biyotu. This simen should be in your hands. It says in Yishalmi. Kol zman she'ata rachmon, hamokim merachem alechom. Ein chom merachem, ein hamokim merachem alechom. V'loy dai le'odom lasi b'toyre, says the Chofetz Chaim, in the Halach. It's not enough to be oizu b'toyre, v'loy b'midas chesed klal. She'kvar omru chazal, ho'oyme ein li elo toyre, v'lo toyre ein loy. V'tzorech lasi gam b'chesed, v'lo racham al abriyas. Person has to have chesed also. And because of that, with chesed and emes, means chesed being chesed, rachamim, and emes is toyre, yichuper oven. The Eivish will have rechmonis to be moisiv chayim. So that's the what I'm trying, the shmuz, the saying over here. That a person, the inyan of the Yud Gimel Midas is to do it. And the repetition and the talking and the reviewing of it the whole time is that we should hear it. And the only way we can hear it is we understand the Pirush HaMilas. So that's why we're learning the sugyas. We should know the Pirush HaMilas. That's Indian of Rachmanis, and unconditional Rachmanis. And I'll say one more word. I saw a kasha, which always bothered me actually. If you know the say that slich is the first time before you say the Yud Gimel Midas, you say Kele Rechapayim, Atav Al Racham, in the case, like we say, you know, sometimes say Monday and Thursday. And then after that you say Kei Melech Yoshev Kisei Rachamim, everything. So why the first time you say Kei Lerech Apayim and then after that you say Kei Melech Yoshev? So the Teretz is, I saw, except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you right away say Kei Melech Yoshev Kisei Rachamim. That's the Zoy. He goes, how do we know for sure it's Kei Melech Yoshev Kisei Rachamim? We don't know Kei Melech Yoshev. After he said Yigim Mimitz one time, so then the Eibishter is Yoshev Kisei Rachamim. So the first time you say Kei Lerech Apayim, Kei Lerech Apayim, and you said Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim, so the next time already you can say Kei Melech Yoshev Kisei Rachamim. Yom Kippur is a day of Rachamim, pshutim from the beginning, so you don't need to first say the Yud Gimel Midas in order to get the Rachma. You have the Rachma already before the Yud Gimel Midas, so you can say, Kei Melech Yoyosh, you can say Rachma the first time. So Eibush Lelfen, that the learning of the Yud Gimel Midas that we're learning and we're ligging in the Sugyas, the Eibush we should take it to some hearts and we should taka make it a part of our lives, and we should be taka lachta bedrochov, uboisit bokin, like the B'chaim Ba'aran said, that there's no kitrig. In such type of a oifen of dveikis that comes through a lachta bedrochov, there's no kitrig, because it's etzem advekis. And the shtaka bizoicha that the yigum mishtatcha ein and choizes reikam should poilo is tag of all of us and ganz klai. So aksiv v'chsimetoyv and a good mensch tiyom.